Well, let's back up. There would be, as listed on the website, HR and Road and Bridge Administration. Purchasing was pulled, right? So what you're saying is we need to get on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yes.
This is for today, correct?
I want to make sure you're heard, but I don't want to turn over the microphone.
He likes you. He likes you. I guess I got room here.
Come out, Jim. I'm getting real nervous.
I was just like, can I have my own personal space back?
It runs all the way to that young lady.
I'm going to exercise my territory then.
Okay, Nikki. Where we have agenda request review listed this morning, was that only for today's agenda, or are we going to talk about the future?
Is it on there this morning?
It is.
Well, good.
Do you want to make it over?
There's a couple of things I want to put on Thursday.
But are we going to do that on Thursday? We have a agenda request review. You want to just hold it till then? Is that all right? Or do you want to do them today? We're posted, so.
It's on there? Okay, well, whatever. If we can.
But it's in our our preliminary study meeting, so really we can't take action on it until the regular meeting, I don't think.
Right. It's already posted in the regular meeting, so.
It's posted in the regular meeting for Thursday.
Okay. There's a couple of things that I was wanting to go ahead and check on the. I was wanting to put the CID back on there. Is it on there today?
It's scheduled to be on there in a week or so, Danny.
Well, my concerns have already been answered.
Okay. Copy.
Jim, I'm giving you your space back.
Oh, that's, I already moved. All right.
I was kidding.
That's right.
Everything I carried up here, by the way, was Boone County information.
I saw the dramatic.
For your edification. Gentlemen, take a look at the set of minutes that I went over to see if you can find anything additional other than what I learned. And yes, we ought to change the spelling on the one word for sure.
Well, there's.
I thought it was appropriate, but that's. I told them it was just a matter of time before they put something in writing like that.
Oh, yeah, I knew I'd take Pete over there. Yeah, well, I need to make that so that it needs to be table right down.
Oh, my goodness.
Nikki, get back with me, please.
I'm going up there. I've got to go get some water and stuff. Can you rewrite that? What it should say, put Table Rock Dam and put safety response.
Remember our agreed fee?
Is that right? That seems high for this month. I'd have to see the contract, but I thought that seemed high for the contract we. I thought it staggered.
It did. It went from 5 to 6.
Okay. I thought it started at 45. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
This is Ron.
You're on the microphone. Remember that.
Yeah, follow up for me for sure on what those two appointments, when they are, the 7:30 meetings you had established for me. Hold on just a second. On the 23rd, okay. And they're okay. I looked at every day, obviously, except the 23rd. Perfect. I have them down. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. She was right again.
It's bound to happen.
Did you get your copy of this?
I did.
Is there anything that we should be that we should especially pull? I brought down all the information that I brought back from Boone County for our discussions today.
I don't think so. I mean, I have this pile of stuff, plus I have a bunch of stuff online, so.
Thank you.
careful.
Coast to coast, baby.
All right. I think everything here looks fine. If I'm not mistaken, sir, any kind of concern with this?
It right now. I hadn't seen it yet. Ms. Clark.
Are you back on? The drops? Are you? Sorry, I was talking between you two.
Could be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see the small load here.
When you get a chance, also review those minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
There's only a couple of changes that I think.
I knew one of them was coming.
Also, what I'll be bringing up today on the BOE.
Why would we go? We had two truckloads, 2 ton each, okay?
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes apart.
going to the same spot, same driver.
Why wouldn't you take one truck?
unless the truck is, oh, it's a small truck. That's what it is. Gross weight on the truck is only 15,000, so it's our small truck. That's okay. I'm fine with that now.
Okay. We are allowed under Missouri law, Jim, to extend the amount of time whereby citizens may ask to see the elite.
Yeah.
And because of the lateness of some increased notices that have gone out,
right.
What I want to bring up today is that I believe we need to set a time certain in the future. And Missouri law gives us up until, I've got the information here, I think it's the second Monday in July.
Which would be the 11th?
Yes, and I'm going to suggest that we establish the 8th.
Can't we go to the 11th?
Well, we could, but we're going to be in session that day, and it just is a clinch. Sure, we could go to the 11th. They give us to the 11th.
Just because that first week's a holiday, so people aren't going to be whirling that Monday.
Well, right now, the deadline is like this week, at the end of the week.
Right.
Or something, so, or
I'd like to, let's try the 11th.
Okay.
If I'm good with giving as much time as possible.
Pull that statute and make sure that's, I'm confident that's right.
Okay.
It's right here. Here is what it said in the training book. However, it is recommended that the BOE extend filing date to on or before second Monday in July.
So we'll
that would be the 11th.
Okay. Excellent.
I would also like today to encourage, I think I'm going to run over very quickly and see if James is there, if he has a comment or two about the process where people can come in informally for hearings.
In front of him.
Well, he needs to, right. I think that they need to do an article which would lessen the load of BOE the more people that come in. Well, there are a number of people that just have questions that they don't understand that fall within.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already seeing several. I'll just encourage people to make that stop first. Run over real quick. We've got just a few minutes.
Danny, I only made one change I wanted to show you. He just said table rock. It flows better that way. Where is it? He just put regarding table rock dam concerns for safety. Okay, right here. All I added is this, because I remember us responding to this. Under that, public comment on address commission regarding access to the road bridge at highway for review of polling place use in Jasper County. The commission commented and granted access.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I added.
Yeah, that's good.
So.
Good.
What's that suggestion change to?
Right here, under public comment that Donna had made to the commission.
Well, I put a question mark there because I didn't think that she did it.
Yeah.
I thought that we had a discussion and she didn't do it at all. Later she did? Okay.
Yeah. She asked and then we actually commented, the commission commented and granted access to the building.
Okay.
That was different. Huh?
Okay. All right. Well, that's why I put the question mark and didn't make any changes. So I didn't.
Did we have any public comment at all?
No.
No public comment, Nikki? Gentlemen, we are very close. Gentlemen, I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Tane County Commission this June 20th, 2011, and call upon Jim Strophas to offer the opening prayer.
Hey, everyone stand, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for a great country we live in, Father, and we ask you to be with the leaders of this country at the federal, state, and local level, Father, to give us guidance and wisdom and discernment on how we should handle the affairs of the business of the county, of this country that you've given us. Father, we ask you to be with the military as they serve, help them be safe, give them understanding of where they should be at the right time at the right place. Father, help them, help the families cope with the time of being apart, strengthen them, make their hearts and their minds understand their willingness to serve. And Father, we just ask you to be with this county as we go through the affairs of the business. And we ask you to watch over us as we do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Found it.
First order of business is previous county commission meeting minutes.
Motion to approve May 31st, June 2nd, June 6th, and June 8th. With changes?
I'll second. Changes and corrections.
Right? Correct.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Taney County Commission meeting minutes of May 31st, June 2nd, June 6th, and June 8th with changes and corrections. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve checks 324886 through 324966, warrants 5431.
I'll second with a question. It's on the
hold just a second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks 324886 to 324966 and warrant 5431. Discussion?
Well, there's a ticket, two tickets there from a certain rock quarry that has some, but the Kathy's not working today, and I can't call her to check and see about the quantities that's wrote on there. There's the misleading quantities on there.
I looked at the truck. We were using the small truck that day. It's the small, we have a very small truck over there. The gross, that's the difference. That's maybe a style question of why we use that size truck.
Is he work on that side? I thought he was.
It's the small truck is what the problem was, or a trailer. Let me see what I looked at. I know which one you're talking about right here.
Well, if they're doing patchwork and stuff, they're close, it might be understandable, but I can't.
It's to that location, but that was the gross weight, whereas normally the gross weight's that.
Yeah, what is? Where is it?
15,000.
Okay.
10,000, actually. 10,000 empty.
All right.
So they're only putting 2 ton on there.
Yeah, and then also we got one here.
Same place.
45 minutes later.
Right. So I think they have the smaller vehicle.
Okay. Well, I just want to make note of that and check into it. If the gentleman don't care, we'll...
You want to pull that out then? Are you good with it?
With that business, just let it go on through and we'll make them...
We'll still check into it and get
yes.
an explanation.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Nikki, could you do that?
Further discussion?
Just one more thing. Could you, Nikki, if you would just get some details of this, the service order, the service on Cardiograph on the 24th, Eastlake Street, we had two loads that are 2 ton each, and they were 45 minutes apart. And normally we haul, you know, 17 tons, so just kind of understand why they use that vehicle or just...
Are you holding this one?
No, we're not. We're going to go ahead and pay. I just would like to understand why. So it just seems to...
We'll be seeking a credit if it's not something...
Right, if it's not... But she's out today, so we'll... Okay.
Good.
More discussion, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
All in favor of the motion to approve accounts payable, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Can I have that sheet?
Yes, you may. There were no transfers included on that, correct?
Correct.
Gentlemen, next order of business is data sharing agreement with Ozark County.
Did that appear last Thursday also, or was that another one?
That was we discussed it just to add it on. That was the agenda review.
Patsy, can we have you come up? You can either sit at one of the tables or stand at the podium. Your choice. Your choice. Sit right there. Would you explain to us this intergovernmental data sharing agreement?
This is just a normal request that we have between different entities to share our GIS digital data.
And this particular agreement is between Taney County and Ozark County?
That is correct.
And everything's in order?
Yes.
Motion to approve the data sharing agreement between Taney County and Ozark County.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the data sharing agreement between Taney's and Ozark County. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
I have a question on that.
Yes, ma'am.
The copy that we got was faxed, so their signature is not original. So I've retyped it. We probably need to send it to them for an original signature, and they can send it back.
Then I will go ahead and sign this. Nikki, if you will then date
it
and do what's necessary. And work with Patsy there. We'll take care of this. I see the attestation by both the auditor and clerk. Uh-huh.
Patsy, I know you talked to, I mean, we got a few minutes. So I was curious to ask this question. I was at the Digital Summit last week in Jeff City, and the conversation came up of GIS data, because there's a lot of companies out there trying to, through the open records law, get free GIS data and then put it in a plat book and then sell the book.
Okay.
Are you guys hearing that discussion in your circles?
It's always been out there, not just necessarily plat books,
right,
but all kinds of information.
And
that's why a lot of it, we have this intergovernmental agreement that they can't sell it and stuff like that.
And I didn't think that had changed, but I knew that that was a
big
hot item.
It's always been out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, I'm just curious.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Patsy.
Are you handing those through, or do you want me to mark them?
Is that today? I had that at...
That's what we just did. Oh,
wait a second.
Did I give you the wrong one?
No, no. But I'm looking.
That's later.
What about this? I mean, I have to go to this, but that's not personal. Nick, can you come up here?
Sure.
This says this time, 9:10, but it shows 11 here.
It what? Was, and then it got moved on Friday.
So it's 11. Okay. All right.
Actually, I asked that be moved so we could separate out Board of Equalization from Taney County Commission rather than going into Board of Equalization and then coming back.
Gotcha.
There are some comments that should be made regarding that as well at the beginning before we actually go into BOE.
All right.
But we'll do that at 11 o'clock.
So we're preparing now for the Boone County discussions, I guess, is what we're doing.
May I see those request forms on this board appointment deal?
Yep.
So I don't know which ones they
are. I have a list of names.
We've appointed this position, so that's done. All we have left is this, and that. And there's one position for that.
Yeah, I'm not ready to make that one too. There, you can.
Okay. And then I'm not ready for this one yet, but this one we could. I think we've got confirmation on this one too.
Okay.
That's the only three that we're going to talk about. I think. That's all we had left. I think vacant.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to yield to your recommendation on that one.
Okay.
Well, I think it's fair to state that when we paid a visit to Boone County and met with the county commission, it was one of the most enlightening days that I have ever spent educational-wise within county government. To see the advances that that county commission has made and that that county has made as a whole towards more effective and more efficient provision of county services through the county government itself is just incredible. I don't know how better to state that. I was blown away by what they have put in place, by the cooperation and collaboration of all their elected officials, including the county commission, to move them in a certain direction. Time after time, as we looked at the different departments and we looked at the different ways that the county commission conducts its very business, we were reminded that the way that the county got there was through a collaboration of suggestions that came through a number of different offices about how to react to the community and to citizens' requests and how to respond to those requests. It was, they arrived at policies that affect the entire county through the workmanship of every single elected county official that took part in them, whether it was their personnel policy, whether it was the policy and the way they move towards human resources, whether it was how they do and provide purchasing services. Even when we went to see how the county commission interacts with the sewer district, and we sat down with the sewer district up there, and I might say one that is flying along smoothly,
mm-hmm.
paying all their own expenses. They have no sales tax in place to carry capital improvements, such as we do. But it's an incredible sight to behold. So when that time comes, I believe sewer district's meeting tomorrow, I was going to try to drop by and at least make mention of the fact that I believe it would be behoove them to chat with that administrator and some of the board members up there to see how they got to where they are today. But Jim, I'd like to call on you, if I could, to chat about some of what we found in Boone County and how that might impact us here, and then we'll open that up for discussion if that's all right.
So,
because we're scheduled for just a roundtable discussion.
Right. So some of the discussions that were enlightening was the ability that they had to work through so many work sessions, I guess it, over the time, increasing the communication with each department, not just the elected officials, but all departments, and how they had worked out their work session where they put more responsibilities back onto the department heads to create agendas and so on and so forth. What, just so people understood, they had their normal, I think their commission day was Tuesday. That was their normal commission day, right, Ron?
Yes.
That was the day we were there. It was Tuesday. So they have a formal commission hearing like what we do also. And after the formal meeting they have, they go back to one of their three conference rooms, which are all open, obviously, and posted. And they just basically they go from conference room to conference room with the next department meeting. So, for example, when they finished the commission hearing meeting, which they talked about a park board, park and fair, or they just created a fair ordinance, a county fair organization. Similar to what, it was very interesting, it was very similar to what we're dealing with right now.
They created a district.
I'm sorry, yes.
That Missouri law had allowed them to create. Go ahead.
So we went back upstairs to the work session, and there they had a staff meeting, once again open to the public. The press was invited, and they just went through various press, various administrative things within the commission office. But I think what was the most important part was how each department head was responsible for their own agenda, So, for example, later on that day, we went to we had a purchasing work session in that one of those conference rooms, and the purchasing agent provided the agenda and talked about the things that they were working on. Her agenda was, I think it was 3 pages long, and they're managing close to, I want to say it was close to 50 or 60 current RFPs that were active right now. And their office was, they said it's a little busier during the summer, but they had a purchasing director and then a buyer. And then what they also had was a surplus specialist, which was, they had found that it was, they saved money. They went away from the countywide auctions, and they went to a part-time surplus person who all they did was sold the surplus items that they had on the shelf. If it was a printer, if it was a desk, a chair, an automobile, or heavy equipment. But they were able to get more money from that position than what they got from a traditional auction. So, and that way also what they did was they were able to turn over the equipment versus it sitting still for 6 or 9 months waiting for the next auction. And so But I guess what the biggest probably takeaway that I saw was related to the commission, besides the way they did their public, their formal meetings and their work session meetings, was each commissioner had a specialty where they were basically the liaison to different departments. And so if there was minor decisions that needed to be made throughout the week, that assigned commissioner could deal with it as a kind of as a liaison to the other commissioners until the next work session was. And so I asked Commissioner Miller how they had come to that. And what they literally did was they wrote down, the commissioners got together in a work session on a 3x5 card, on each card a different duty that the commissioner does. And they just laid them all on the table, and they rotated until they assigned duties. And here's their sheet. And it's very clear, if you want to know who your liaison to purchasing is, you would go to your sheet and find that out. But what it helped was it helped the communication, but also helped the government work faster versus waiting for formal meetings, you know, just for a quick yes or no answer versus a vote for a signature to buy. I mean, they still did the bids in public. They still opened bids. You know, they still did the formal things that we do, but a lot of times we have meetings because we don't have that official liaison just to get a, you know, quick answer versus a vote on how to spend money and things like that.
It was interesting to note as we watched that unfold, first, to watch the formal hearing. And what they do somewhat different than many counties, although there are some that do this, whenever they have a formal vote they're going to take, they do it twice, much like a city does. So they'll have a first reading, mm-hmm. and then they'll have a second reading at the immediate following county commission. So if their meeting dates are Tuesday, Thursday, they read it on Tuesday, they bring it back, they read it again on Thursday. That's when they vote on it, in case any additional questions come up after they have read what it is that they're going to vote upon. They then, as Jim said, moved basically from the county commission hearing room to a conference room where they, in fact, worked through an administrative agenda that had been prepared by other elected officials and department heads, which was really unique to see how they did that. Each commissioner then, following up on what Jim said, would make presentations from any of the committees or organizations that they had been assigned to make a presentation or to state what had happened with that particular assignment. So one of them is assigned to purchasing. There was a purchasing presentation that was made by the purchasing officer. However, the liaison there spoke up. They needed a nod to get something done. The liaison, one of the county commissioners, had the ability to move forward to do that. If it was going to be a big issue, obviously it would come before the county commission as a whole. But each commissioner was delegated with responsibilities for different departments and oversight of different departments that are related to county government or interrelated to county government within the community. And it was an excellent way to move forward a number of ministerial issues that don't have to be debated, if you will,
right,
by the three county commissioners. I mean, if it's something that of importance, yes. If that's, we want to do this or do that.
Well, you know, the thing that I saw, Ron, probably the thing that I probably took away because of that process, it sped up government. I mean, so often government, you know, you hear complaints that government moves very, very slow. Because they had worked through the administrative part of it, it seemed like they were able to get decisions done faster that were of administrative nature. Now, the first and second reading was a great way to show that nothing got pushed through faster than so public could actually get a chance to comment. If they didn't see the first agenda, and a lot of times the press picked up the second, the vote on or the first reading, then if the public wanted to, if they were interested, they could get to the second reading. So it made it more open, that aspect. So there was two things that I thought was great. The first and second reading part, and then the administrative part, which actually sped up the speed of government.
To give, and I think this would be informative for a number of people out there that wonder what the commissioners are doing during the week that's not on Monday and Thursday while we're having commission meetings.
Right.
And while we don't have every one of these commission assignments, we have some that we have that are not on here. But I believe it would do us well at least to have the discussions about to formally adopt many of the same things that they did. But as I'm looking at the commission assignments, and I'll just speak to the presiding commissioner in Boone County, Boone County Fire Protection District, Boone County Senior Citizen Service Corporation, Columbia Chamber of Commerce Board, Downtown Leadership Council, Emergency Management, including Local Emergency Planning, Joint Communications and Disaster Plan, Extension Council, Financial Signing Official, Human Resources, Information Technology, Judicial and Law Enforcement Task Force, Mid-Missouri Regional Planning Commission, Mid-Missouri Tourism Council, Regional Economic Development, and the Southern Boone County Fire Protection District. A number of those that are marked must be the presiding commissioner, but many of those were also selected by the three commissioners themselves. If you look at one of the associate commissioners, and I'll read from Karen Miller's, Boone County Board of Health, Condo Board, Boone County Council on Aging, Boone County Regional Sewer District, Boone Hospital Center Board, Commission Staff and Inter Liaison, Criminal Justice Administration, County Commissioners Association of Missouri, Facilities Maintenance, Federal Emergency Management Agency, Health Trust Committee, Wellness Subcommittee, Industrial Development Authority, Missouri Association of Counties, Records Preservation, Resource Management, National Association of Counties, Parking and Workforce Investment Act. And then there's a whole list of others for the third commissioner as well. It's
right.
It's nice to see it in print and what it is that we have to deal with. And I think it would behoove us to chat about that formally and about the way they set up their meetings and the flow of their meetings. Now, I would still like there, and I've talked to some other presiding commissioners in the state, but perhaps visit one or two other counties and find if we are interested in changing a blend that will help us to provide better services. They also, which I had forgotten until just now, plan their agenda out 2 months or 2 weeks in advance.
Correct.
So their agendas are set. Not that they can't change during the time period, but they establish it 2 weeks out, and I like that as well. It alerts the public and the media to what business we will be doing.
Well, do you think, Ron, I mean, Danny, I know we're kind of throwing everything at you real fast, and it was unfortunate you couldn't make, but I know you were under the weather when we went. Would it be, I mean, I'd like to try to implement some of the things that they were doing, Ron. I mean, I think the commission assignments would be a great first step.
Well, we need to define what all those positions are in writing and then move that direction. I certainly think that we should, in a future work session like this, work our way through them. We
right.
may find a different way of assigning them, but I think that their way of doing it would work just fine.
Right.
I've also brought back a number of documents, Dan, that one that garnered my attention because I think we need to move on this sooner rather than later was the Personnel Advisory Committee, mm-hmm. and they have a mission and structure. And I like the fact of the membership that all elected officials and all commission-appointed directors, and then they spell out who those are from the assessor beginning all the way through sheriff, treasurer, commissioners, blah, blah, blah. And that each one is a voting member. They hold their meetings quarterly unless there's something special called by the chair. Whomever their director of human resources is the chair, so the chair of that particular committee is not a commissioner. And they chat about whatever issues it is that are of interest to or would help mm-hmm. employees within the county structure.
I mean, they write the policies, they write the job descriptions, they discuss over there, which is interesting, which is where we'd like to, I would like to see the county get, but it's going to take a little time, which is they have the job descriptions, then they also have a minimum, average, and maximum pay for each job description. And if an individual is brought in, they have to fill in within one of those squares. And if not, the personnel advisory committee gets to vote on it. But that's part of the process, is that all the elected officials are involved in the process, so they don't mind submitting to that.
Well, and part of that is an honorary system that was created right. by all the elected officials and department heads. So let's say that you have somebody that's receiving a salary that's at the upper echelon of whatever has been established. That person retires. You hire somebody that's at the lower echelon or the right. mid echelon. You don't go ahead and divide up the rest of that money and spend it between other employees. What's once budgeted, officers have that ability. And in some cases across the state have done that. But they have put all this in place, and they all basically watch one another and encourage one another to stay within the guidelines that they've created. And it's worked very well for them. And I think that if we would look at such an undertaking and combine that with what I continue to believe will be in the best interest of this county, a 3 or 5 year financial plan, so that our employees as well as the public will know we're going to be able to provide services and monies for the employees that are there. Because I tell you, if we don't start taking some of the administrative steps that are necessary to right the ship, and I know there are people out there that don't believe that the ship needs to be righted, and the very decisions that this county commission has made up to date were not in the best interest of the county, I wholeheartedly disagree. And I will state this. If we don't take action to put some people in positions to help make decisions for the financial future of this county, we're going to be looking at the same actions, again, next budgetary period that we went through in 2011, this year. And I don't believe that we have to reach that point, but if we don't make the necessary changes, if we don't step up and assume the fiscal responsibility that we have, we're going to be facing those challenges again, guys. With that, if you noticed this morning, we were informed during the informal session by one of our employees that we need to move forward on purchasing.
Correct.
And while we've not had central purchasing per se, obviously that individual that we did have was the one that was handling the bids, the procedures for bids, and moving us forward. So I think we need to add that. I see that they have also brought up all the resumes that were received through last Friday for Human Resources and
Road and Bridge,
as well as there have been some that have been put forward for purchasing. There's talk about why, and I'd like us to address this. We would look at a couple of positions within the county when, in fact, we have gone through what we have financially within the county to this point. And neither one of you have to speak to it, but I wish you would. My feelings are very clear. We can put people in positions that will help move this county forward, that will pay for themselves, that will think outside the box, that will help us to either create new revenues or make better use of the revenues that we currently have to move this county forward, and we have to do that.
So the most questions that I think that I've been receiving recently is the HR position. I think that's probably something I wanted to make sure that we address. From the very beginning, I've been a staunch proponent of the HR position. In anywhere else in America, if you had 300 employees, you'd have an HR director. When I say a director, one that sets the policies that represents both the employee and the employer. And when we talk about policy, a handbook policy, it's supposed to protect both. And when you don't have that or an absence of a director in that position, you actually are not helping either one at all. We have a great administrative, we have a very good benefits administrator. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about someone who helps work with all departments and all elected officials to create a common policy book that both protects the employer and the employee. Everyone knows that federal laws change all the time regarding HR policy, regarding federal law of how you protect or what rights the employee has. And if you don't have a central point where a policy matches up with the federal law, it is my belief that you are exposing yourself to possible litigation. And I believe that preventive would actually benefit the county. Last year, I'm still putting that together, but we spent hundreds and hundreds of legal hours on HR-related issues, and would have been eliminated. Most of it would have been eliminated if we had an HR director, where they could have handled various issues such as policy policy understanding, if even just from a complaint process, a hiring process. We are very, very inconsistent across the county, and at times. The more inconsistent we get, the more competitive, unfortunately, each elected official becomes about employees. And we don't want that environment. We want to, and I know the heart of each elected official. They want to move the county forward. That's why they chose to be elected or chose to run. And so the hope with a centralized HR director would be someone that can work with the departments to come up with a comprehensive, agreed-upon, consensus-type policy that can take the county both forward, protecting the employee and the employer. And I think that when we lack that, we lack a lot of direction that one individual could help bring those items together. I mean, how often do we have conversations about a starting wage of an employee, or what their job description is, or what are they expected? We do a great disservice when we bring an employee in, and we'll talk about the commission, and we don't have a job description basically saying, we're not giving them clear direction of what we're expecting from them to perform the job. And I think we need to, as a commission, set a direction of, we're going to have an HR department, and we're going to take care of our immediate departments first, and then obviously offer the services to all the other elected officials. I think we do that through that personnel advisory committee, but I still believe we have to have a director in that position to help steer the personnel ship. HR is becoming very, very complex with all the federal laws and the state laws, and with the new health care bill and all those things. I believe that we've got to have someone who understands it, and that's their full-time job. They have the education. They have the experience that they can help guide Taney County through this. We're a large organization of almost 300 employees, and a traditional average, after doing all the research, is one HR person, staff member for every 50 to 75 employees. Well, by that definition, we should have at least three employees in the HR department right now, and we only have one. So that is why I'm firmly believe that an HR position will save the county money or avoid the county from getting themselves in trouble. And I'll stop at that point.
Yes, I'm in total agreement with what you gentlemen have said. I do want to emphasize that we have a person that sets an administrative position now that does an excellent job, but the overload of what is needed, and she does a tremendous job with what she can handle and what we have directed her to handle.
Right.
But the facts are that if we have a director in that position to help, it would ease the workload on her as far as taking care of all the responsibilities that she has. Plus, there's so many added things that have been brought to our attention that need to be addressed by Human Resources Director other than addressed by the Taney County Commission. That in itself is a great need to the county to operate on a more professional standard.
I'd go on to say that I would like I would like to see a personnel advisory committee formed immediately so that they could review the HR positions and help select the HR person that needs to be in that position. I would like to see all the elected officials participate in a committee similar to the structure that they have at Boone County. Because I believe that's the first step of trying to make sure that the person selected will work with all departments to come up with a common policy and work with them and represent each elected official. Directly or indirectly, each elected official is doing some form of HR, and possibly it could be multiple hours a week that they are using that, where they could spend it doing more of the tasks related to their department versus HR related. So I believe that it would be a time saver for them as well as a more consistent policy. So I'd like to see us move forward with the personnel advisory committee. I'd like us to move forward with this HR director position.
Well, we're past our time on that, I think, or are we?
No.
We have a few more minutes.
Okay. If you gentlemen want to continue that discussion this afternoon.
Well, we're set to continue these discussions at 1 o'clock for up until 3 if we desire. But obviously we need to have some individual discussions with elected officials within the courthouse. The department heads that we appoint is not a problem because we will make them part of that commission,
right,
or committee. I too am in favor of this, and will add that I was shocked and continue to be shocked at the number of lawsuits that this county is involved in, mm-hmm, and the amount of money that the county is investing with attorneys to respond to those lawsuits, some of which are years old. And there has been no conclusion to the suits, nor has there been any conclusion to the amount of monies the county continues to pay out in attorney fees because of those suits. And some of those spring from the very discussion that we're having, while others come from other areas. But we have to, in my opinion, again, work to solve the financial problems that this county is facing. And that's one of them, because it is an enormous amount of money that we're expending for legal fees, and we need to continually address that. I think, Dan, that the discussion to continue with HR at the 1 o'clock hour is well taken. I don't think that we should overlook this position that we have to fill, whether we call it central purchasing or not central purchasing, while we're having this discussion. Boone County, because that's what we are talking about, mm-hmm, and what they're doing up there, have gone to central purchasing. They have established a purchasing department, and they are, in fact, working collaboratively with all the elected officials and have made that very, very successful. All bids are handled there. All, if I'm not mistaken, intergovernmental agreements are worked through with the council, who works hand-in-hand with purchasing and with HR. But we need to look at the framework of how we want that delegated,
right,
and move forward with that. You gentlemen wanted to continue this discussion then, or do you have something else you want to say about Boone County and what we had up there?
Well,
sewer district, let's start there.
The yes, sewer no? district, which was very fascinating and enlightening, they manage, let me get my notes out here, they manage right at 6,000 and I want to say 6,050 connections with their sewer district. I believe they were formed under the same state statutes that we were. And so they operate very similar to us from the aspect of what statute they were formed under. They have no capital improvement sales tax. So they do all their improvements via through collections. Their rates are $41. Let me write my notes down here. I have it right here. Their base rate it is $41.15 a month. Similar to ours. Ours is a little bit more, a little less than that. They have a total of 11 staff members, including their general manager. Now, a couple factors that was very fascinating to me with those 11 people, they also manage, three of those people are treatment plant specialists because they have three treatment plants, whereas Taney County has zero. They do work with other utilities for the collections and the billing process, which was a way for them to be able to outsource and get more utilities on a single bill. They felt like that was a better use for their citizens or their customers to actually pay the bill when it was on less bills because, you know, you get a water bill, a sewer bill, a blah, blah, blah. They're able to consolidate some bills, and which we can do the same thing. But they work with utility companies. I think it's their power company.
Electric company
to put their sewer bill on the electric company bill, which was a great way because then they do the collections anyway. The electric company obviously has a larger collection, not a collection, but a billing staff. So it actually worked out better for them. They had a finance manager, which was interesting because we don't have a designated person in our sewer utility as a finance manager. And that person is in charge of, basically the financial aspects of when they do a capital improvement or an operational improvement. Capital or an operational improvement, they're managing it, they're depreciating it. And then their general manager, he very, very well educated, but also there's different organizations that they're part of at a state level that helps work with the state from a planning perspective. They are part of, the Missouri Association of Sewer District. And so that is a sewer district association for the statewide that works with the state DNR and all that, which was interesting that, and Taney County, I believe, is not a member of that. And so there was multiple things. They, through the process, they have, helped the health department identify what their responsibilities are, and they've helped identify what the sewer utility responsibilities are. And so there is no gray area. They go by state statute. There's a lot of education involved, but like the health department does all water testing for any private wells. That is the state law. They work with the health department to do that. But it was interesting because, 6,400 current connections or customers, and 400 of those are a specialized grinder pump or a pressurized pump. We have 2,030. Customers currently, we have 900 special pumps. Of course, our terrain's a little different. Probably the biggest thing was a little different from their department to our department. They have 11 staff members. We have 12. And so they...
But three of those 11 are doing things that we're not even involved in, so really they have 8 to handle what we're doing.
Correct. They have 8 compared to...
They don't have the treatment plans.
Correct. And I can tell you that knowing, now Danny, help me remind me here, but we don't own the closed circuit television. We outsource that, don't we? When we want to get pipes, we send cameras down our pipes occasionally. We don't own that equipment. We pay someone to do it for us, I thought. Great River, I thought.
There is someone involved, and I don't know exactly how that's set up. I do know that different engineering firms
Provide that service. See, two of their employees out of that 11 operate nothing but the TV. They have their own CCTV. They run their own TV crew through the pipes to check, build up and maintenance and all that. And so we don't even have those two positions either. So it appeared more and more that they're operating their sewer utility on about 6 people, which was interesting. It's a very, very, very well organized. Their sewer board meets once a month for 2 hours. Their GM, like I said, is very qualified, lots of experience. But he was able to run that sewer utility, sewer district, and he gives. I mean, they gave us lots of notes. They have their separate attorney, which is what I think our utility is moving to. But it was a very, it was just enlightening. When they offered, like everyone says, if you need some more, just call us. I said, we'll be calling you. So I already talked to one sewer board member. I've already had a briefing with them, and they've already made contact up there. So there's a lot of things that we can glean as we change our sewer board, our sewer utility, our district kind of grows up, that we can learn a lot from them.
I thought what was really interesting and one of the big differences is they seldomly go outside of their own staff for engineering services.
Correct.
So they have an engineer?
They have a county engineer, right. Yeah. And the one thing that was interesting, when they do have to go outside, that engineer cannot bid on the project. He is a consultative engineer, but he's not a consultant engineer and a design engineer. So when they do have to go external, that same engineer does not have the ability to bid on the design part to reduce any conflicts of interest.
Well, and I would assume that's not just for the sewer district, but it's also for Road and Bridge.
They mentioned it was for every. That was their countywide policy. Either you're a consultative engineer or you're a design engineer. You can't be both on one project.
You gentlemen mentioned something a while ago that caught my attention is whenever you talked about maybe visiting another county or two that might have similar situations that we have. That might be of interest to a county with, I don't know whether any county in the state has exactly the terrain we've got, but we might visit another county that had similar terrain, see how they work their sewer system, or any other thing that we've talked about this morning, how they implement those, not just take Boone counties as a print for the way we want to establish right. The policy, but take a blend of maybe one or two other counties with our own particular unique situation and blend it in and have a policy that would work best for the county.
I think we're in total agreement, Dan, about that. I just was so delighted to see how they were handling some things and the success they would have. And it didn't happen overnight. It has been a work in progress that they've all been involved in. And it also came from visiting other counties from their perspective when they wanted to improve and take the next step up. Caney County's been a first-class county since the year 2000, and there are a number of things that perhaps should have been addressed a number of years ago that haven't been. So from that perspective, we're behind the ball a bit, but I believe that working together, we can get there. Guys.
Right.
Well, we have it posted, but did you want me to table this conversation until this afternoon?
What I'd like to do is, if there's no objections, to stand in recess until 10 o'clock, and then we'll pick up our next appointments from that point forward.
That would be great.
All right, gentlemen, we'll stand in recess until 10 o'clock.